questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is a dear friend and esteemed guest speaker, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm happy to be here and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. The pleasure is all mine. This question that I'm about to ask you, dear Sheikh, is a question that has time and again been asked, especially by people who are not familiar with the Arabic language or with the culture and the usage of the Arabic language, which is, of course, native to the Arabians, the Arabs themselves. So when we read the Quran, whether it is a translation or the Quran in its original and true language, the Arabic language, we always see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he refers to himself in the plural noun of we, nahnu, or by nun or alif, for those who speak Arabic, at the end of a verb, to signify, normally when you say it, that means that you are plural, you are multiple persons, when we know for a fact that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is one, ahad. So why does he refer to himself as multiple persons? Is this, la samahallah, God forbid, a mistake in the Quran, or is there another reason behind this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Talking about this question, and of course many other questions, and maybe to some extent some of the criticism of people against the verses of Noble Quran stems from lack of understanding the and not familiarity, lack of familiarity with the Arabic literature.
Right.
You see a lot of accusation against the verses of Noble Quran and lots of misconception and question against the verses of Noble Quran stem from these points.
Right.
That most of the people who are criticizing the verses of Noble Quran are not familiar with the Arabic literature.
They do not understand the language.
Yeah. Let's go to the this point that the questioner, respected questioner, asked about the verses of Noble Quran. For example, in one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, وَأَنْدَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصَرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا. We have sent down the rain and the very other verses talking about the rains from the heavens.
Right.
And many other verses, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَذَّلْنَا الذِّكْرُ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We have revealed to you this Noble Quran, which is a reminder, and we safeguard this reminder, which is a verses of Noble Quran.
Again, we wherever you look in the Quran, for example, in the Surah Al-Qadr, inna anzalnahu, we sent it down.
Yeah.
So again, we. What's the meaning of this, Sheikh?
In Arabic literature, when we use the plural, noun here, when you say inna, sometimes you're referring to the importance of the speaker. He wanted to say that I am very respected, generally speaking, I'm very respected, I'm honorable person.
When a normal person, Arabic person, uses this terminology,
yes,
right.
Sometimes it is because of that. When you say I am important person, I'm very noble person, and because of that I use this term here.
Right.
If you go to the verse of Noble Quran, sometimes it is because of the magnitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wanted to show his power, and because of that he used this term. Or he wanted to show the importance of the action.
Right, like inna anzalnahu, for example. That
yes.
What I am doing here is not something simple.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
For example, inna fatahna laka fathan mubina.
Exactly, yeah.
I have conquered, for example, this land for or this territory for the Muslim, because this was a very important,
significant event.
Yes, an event. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used that inna fatahna. Or for example, In one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira. We have sent you as a witness to the people and as a person who give glad tidings to the people.
Okay? Right, yeah.
These are, as I said, first of all, is referring to the magnitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's the first thing. Yes, to show his adama, his significance, his power, this, his position.
Exactly. All the significance of the action.
Right, yeah.
You wanted to say that. And the other hand, we have some verses using this plural because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to mention the importance of tools that he used. For example, by sending the rain to the people, he wanted to mention the significance of the tools and the means for sending these rains, because there are some angels involved in this process. Okay.
Okay. So sometimes it does actually refer to that there are multiple persons at work here.
Yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels.
Yes.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And, you know, giving the importance to the tools and means, it is sometimes very important. And we have in Usul Kafi, Aballah an yajrul umur illa bil asbab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do anything except through some means.
Means, tools, rules means of the universe, tools. For example. Yeah.
Yeah.
This actually brings up another point, just a little side note about tawakkul. People, they think that they can just sit at home, do nothing, and then just do tawakkul, and just count on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them sustenance. That's not how it was. Please say it again from Usul al-Kafi.
Aballah an yajrul umur illa bil asbab.
Illa bil asbab. Again, this is very important for dear listeners. Illa bil asbab. You need to work. There are rules you need to follow. This is why we also see many, another side note, many non-Muslims, non-believers, even infidels, disbelievers, who grow insanely rich and lead very good economical lives. And that is because they follow the rules that were set. They strive, they worked hard, they focus on their work, and then, of course, they will get their results, because that is the promise of these asbab, these tools. Right, Sheikh?
Exactly. The point that you mentioned is true. Allah wanted to say that if I want to send some message, I will usually I send it through the messenger. Or I want to give you a sample or the paradigm for people. There are, for example, via Imam or the
Awliya,
prophet.
The guardians
Awliya,
of Allah,
yes,
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Infallible people.
Right.
He said that, I just want to give you some samples and some paradigms for you. And
exactly,
these people,
okay.
I just, deal with you people, my creation, via these means and these awliya and the pure,
these tools,
friends of
Allah. In essence, that's what they are, tools, right?
Yeah, and exactly the point of tawassul, resorting to Ahlul Bayt, it means that because when we resort to Ahlul Bayt and we ask them for assistance, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them as a, for example, guardian over us, as the intercessors.
Right. So, Sheikh, just to circle back to this use of the terminology of we, plural form, do we ever see in the Quran an example where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to himself in singular form, like as I, or is it always in plural?
Not always in plural, but we have some verses, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about himself. Allahu alladhi nazzala, for example, in verse of Noble Quran, he said that I have sent these things to you. But of course, I didn't have a statistic in which of them is more. But both of them frequently used in the verse of Noble Quran. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to himself. And sometimes Allah refers to the tools that he used for sending this message. For example, in one verse he said that وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ. Here he used the term plural form. What is the reason? Maybe it is referring to the importance and the magnitude of the action. You want to say that my action is very important. I have sent وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ. I have not sent before you any, of course, messenger or any prophet, illa idha tamanna alqa ash-shaytanu fi umniyatihi, till the end of the verse, when he, that messenger, wanted to do something, Satan wanted to destroy that action, and the rest of the verse of the Noble
Quran. Yes, but dear Sheikh, why then do we have a verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the singular form of a verb and not the plural form?
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the single form, he wanted to say that I am doing this action
completely alone.
Completely alone. Not only sometimes maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used some tools, but here he wanted to say that the emphasis is on him, and he wanted to show his power and his majesty,
right.
And because of that he used this term. We should look at the context of the verses and look at different verses talking about this issue.
Of course, so just to clear it up, it is not random usage of the word. There's always a reason, of course.
For example, in one verse, Allah said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْغُرْبَةِ. Okay?
Right.
In this beautiful verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah, who, command for the justice, and to be benevolent, وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْغُرْبَةِ, and to be giving for the relatives, وَيَنْهَا أَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَاغِ. Allah is make it forbidden from indecency and from wrong action and from tyranny. يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah give you some advices that you may understand this point. You see why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not use, for example, in this example, the plural form? Because these are essence of the religion of Allah. These are the elements and foundation of religion. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. The justice and to be, benevolent for people. Because they are fundamental.
The essence of Islam.
Essence of Islam, yes.
Right.
Foundation of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use it in a single form.
And with that, dear Sheikh, we will unfortunately have to end this very fascinating and insightful discussion. Dear Sheikh, I thank you for your knowledge. It has been very beneficial for me personally and hopefully also for our dear listeners. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in, and until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن